Ellsworth?
Correct, Ellsworth. Chris on this, please.
I just tried calling him. It went through the voicemail.
You got a cell phone?
No.
You got a cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're number one, my number six.
Okay.
You need money, man?
Yeah, I
don't
have a phone.
Here, here's Tim. Good morning.
How you doing?
Morning.
And your names, please.
I'm Dennis Frederick.
Rosemary Frederick.
Nick Frederick.
And are you the owners of Grays Ferry 09 LLC?
Correct.
All right. Do you all affirm or swear that your testimonies today will be truthful?
Yes.
All right. My name is Milton Oates. I'll be the hearing officer for today. Along with me on the call, we have representatives from the Philadelphia Water Revenue, and they will introduce themselves.
Good morning. My name is Angela Brockington.
How you doing?
Ms. Brockington, do you affirm or swear that your testimony today will be truthful?
I do.
All right. May I get the numbers, please?
Yes. The period in question is 3/4/22 until 5/9/23. The principal is $10,300. $99.29. Penalty $1,131.57. Lien $274.35. And the total $11,805.21.
All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, why are we here today?
We are here because this was a property that I purchased. Once we purchased it, we locked it up. It's never, ever been used in any way, shape, or form. No one, literally since the day of purchasing, no one's ever entered this building. There was a chain and a lock put on the front gate. So, as you see, there was no usage at all, ever.
What was the date of your purchase?
I got it here. Yeah, what will tell you? Got it here. Hold on. Bar settlement, 6/3/21. So, and where? What is the date?
Okay, because I have, 6/3/21, we came out, we exchanged the earth. And then for 8 months, we got no readings. Then starting in February 22, up until June of 22, we had water readings at that property.
Okay.
And that's where this money is coming from.
There is no uses. Once we clear title that day, this building has been locked with a chain on the front gate. And when I tell you, nobody has ever entered this building, not even myself, one time. After this, we entered because when we got this water bill, we said, did somebody possibly break, even though the amount of water is unbelievable, they couldn't even do it. But we entered the building. The building is bone dry, no water running, nothing ever on, no outside spigots. Well, first of all, the water would have to run for 3 years endlessly to reach these numbers. No one's ever entered the building, bone dry inside, nothing. It was an old Baptist church.
Yeah.
And when the pastor sold it to me, we literally put a chain on the gate, and no one has ever entered this building.
Right, I just want to verify something.
Yes.
Is this the property you're speaking of right here?
That is correct, sir.
All right, no problem. Just wanted to make sure we're speaking about the same thing. Yes. All right, Angela, what do you have?
I have everything that you said. That's what I have. And the usage is actual. And it just went to zero following that... that June, following June 28, 22, it went back to zero to present.
All right. Yeah. Could you do me a favor? What we need to do is have the water department come out and inspect the meter.
That would be great.
So, Angela, could you give them the meter shop number? And I'm going to continue this for 60 days.
Okay. Are you ready?
She's going to give me a number.
Sure.
Press the contact, and they'll come out and look at the meter and see if they're supposed to be said there must be something wrong with the meter. We're ready. Thank you. We're ready.
Sure. It's 215.
Oh, say it again.
215. 685.
3000. Okay. Is there somebody we should ask for or just call?
Just call that number. You will get a dispatcher from the meter shop, and they will set up a date and time for them to come out to inspect the property.
And then at our next hearing, you'll have that information.
And then, and then we'll get the information, and then you'll get another date to come back, and we'll discuss what's going on.
That's fantastic. I appreciate it.
All right.
Excuse me.
Now, what is his name?
I'm sorry, sir. Can you tell me? Oh, right here. No notes.
Right there.
Excuse me. If we have to file dispute for additional water bills, where would we do so?
What are you speaking dispute on additional water bills? What do you mean?
Well, we have another property, 1762 Frankfurt.
You file a dispute here. Same way you filed this dispute, a petition, you need to file that here also. You can go to up front and have them give you a blank petition, and you can fill it out and send it back to us. Or if you have the water bills or whatever you have the bills with you, you can fill them out here and leave them.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
I believe.
We can do so.
No, I believe I've done it a couple of times.
We'll do it again.
I mean, if you've done it within the last three or some odd months.
September the 6th.
Oh, that's only a month away. It's only 3 weeks. So we have not processed it for a hearing as of yet. It takes about 60 days for us to process and give you a hearing date.
Okay.
Because we've already set up our hearings up until November already.
Okay.
So for that petition, you may be set up for December or January.
Okay.
Let me just check.
Brown Street. Yes, for 3942 Brown Street. We also...
At the same time?
When did you send? Did you submit that one? If not, we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll have to submit this one. I think this was... We weren't getting the water bills.
We'll do that one.
We'll do that out there.
Yeah, we're
okay. So with the young ladies out front, you can submit those, the ones you haven't submitted.
We will do so. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
Don't forget
to get your
phone. All right, next one's going to be number 7.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready, Lincoln.
All right. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Your names, please.
Russell Jackson.
I'm Lee Jackson.
All right, do you both affirm or swear that your testimony today will be truthful?
Yes.
One of you or both of you owners of 6433 Lion Hill Pike?
Yes, sir.
All right. My name is Milton Oates. I'll be the hearing officer for today. Along with me on the call, we have Angela Brockington. She's with Water Revenue. Angela, may I please get the numbers?
Yes, the period in question is February 4th, 2019 through May 16, 2023. Principal, $1,589.28. Zero penalty, zero lien. And the total, $1,589.28.
All right, thank you. Gentlemen, why are we here today?
Well, because when a guy came to the house, I wasn't there. A grandfather met him in, and he said that he changed the meter, and the meter was misreading, so it was being misbilled all this time. So I was trying to figure out, like, how is it his fault? If he just paid what's in front of him, and the defective meter, nobody came out to change it out. Like, why would he be responsible for something that's the outlet of control?
Okay. All right, what actually happened since February of 19, your grandfather was not paying for usage. So, on his bill, it shows zero usage being paid. And your grandfather was still living in the property, correct, at that time?
Yes.
All right. So, on the bill itself, the usage. Sir, let me finish, and I'll allow you to talk.
Okay.
Under usage, it had zero. If you look at the graph on the second page, he had no usage during the period of time in question. So that's why when they came out to look at the meter, they changed the battery. The battery is called the ERT. That which is transmits the uses the numbers on the meter to the truck that drives by monthly. In the eyes of the city, the property was vacant at that time. Then when they came out to change the battery, that's when they were able to get the actual usage that your grandfather had used. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how is that his fault?
Because he was actually literally rereading his bill. Because, for 50 months, he was paying the exact same amount. There's no way in the world that you can pay the exact same amount for 50 months.
He's 80 years old. He just pays what he sees. He don't understand the reader. He's a senior citizen.
I understand that.
So he's living by himself, and it's like, he just, when the bill comes, he just pays them out. He don't know how to dissect the bills and
look at usage and drainage. She just said the bill come in, we pay the bill. I don't know about the dead battery and the meter or nothing like that. Like,
yeah, but once again, in the eyes of the city, the property was vacant. But let me go to Ms. Rockford. Did we estimate the charges for that period of time or what?
Yeah, our water department, per their regulations, estimated at 5.17 for that period.
All right, so that is extremely high for what he uses. So, what I'm going to do, sir, your grandfather uses approximately 1 cubic feet per month, which is the lowest.
This is by itself, right?
Right. The city charged them at 5 cubic feet. I'm going to rebuild that and rebuild at 1 cubic feet per month. So that he will be charged for his average use, what he's actually using. But he won't have to make those payments all at one time. I'm allowing him to get on a payment plan to pay that. Now, since you are his grandson, I'm going to make you a couple suggestions what he needs to do. First, he needs to look into the senior freeze. And see if he can get on the senior program for water.
Okay.
Okay? And then and go from there. But like I said, I'm going to reduce this bill tremendously because the city had overcharged him because he's not averaging five cc's per month. He's averaging one.
Okay.
So you're going to see a drastic credit on his bill. After that, once you see the credit, he can get on a payment plan for the remaining balance. He doesn't have to pay it all at one time. But at any time, could you please help him? If he gets anything that says zero, that's when you need to be alerted that something's wrong with the meter. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what actions would happen? In 2 weeks, you receive a letter from this office which states my ruling. From there, you'll get an updated bill in one to two billing cycles, which is 45 to 60 days. Once you get that new bill, when you see the credit, that's when you call Water Revenue to set up on a payment plan for him. But before then, see if he can get on the get on the senior freeze program. Okay.
One more question.
Yes.
They sent a letter from the same water department saying, like, I don't know if it was from this account, it said it was a lien on the property unless you took the action.
Don't worry about the lien. Don't worry about the lien. The lien, no lien has been established on the property. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
With the corrections that I'm doing today, there will not be a lien on the property, not unless he does not react to what I've done.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank
you. All right. We're going with number three, Angela.
All righty.
Thank you.
you doing, Your Honor?
Good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor.
All right, how you doing?
I hope I can do better than
all this, right.
Because my life is a roller coaster.
All right, let's see if we can help you out a little bit.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, your name, please?
My name is Issam Hammy. My wife is Sarah Shwicha Ipi Hammy. She owns the property around the corner of my house, 4633 Westminster Avenue, Philadelphia, PA. So,
all right, sir. Do you affirm or swear that your testimony today will be truthful?
I swear, I'm not firm.
Okay. All right, my name is Milton Oates. I'll be the hearing officer for today. Along with me on the call, we have Angela Brockington. She's with Water Revenue. Angela, may I please get the numbers?
Yes, the period in question is December 2020 through September 2022. The principal is $4,081.03, penalty $130, zero lien, and total $4,211.03.
All right, thank you, sir. Why are we here today?
Sir, we're here today because in this particular property, I was in front of you before for an estimated reading that was given, because the reading in particular is zero. But because I didn't have a meter, I was getting estimated reading. So after I got that fixed and I got a meter, there is the property, somebody broke in from the back door and broke the pipe, and in that particular month is a month of Ramadan, and I take the kids to school and back, and I was fasting, so I didn't get to go to the house, when I went to the house, the water was floating in the basement. So I did the police report before that. It was a zero reading all along when I had the meter. Zero reading, zero usage, because we don't live in that property. And I'm getting a fix slowly. I got four kids, I'm on disability, and I cannot afford to fix the property in one shot. So I did the police report, Your Honor. This is the police report for that date. And I'm here in front of you to explain to you what happened. When they broke the pipe, the water was gushing. When I received the bill in the mail and I saw the bill is high, and I went and I double checked, I see that the water was gushing. So we closed the water from the main, from the outside. And then after that, the reading went back to zero again.
All right, sir. Now, you do understand, okay, first thing, do you have a vacant property license for the property?
Vacant property license?
Yes.
This is the first time I hear about it. Do I need to
You need to go to Municipal Service Building and inquire in reference to a vacant property license. That more likely you can get from LNI.
Okay.
This will, quote unquote, let the city know that the property is vacant. And that if anything, because right now, anything that goes, any type of water goes through the meter is your responsibility. Even if someone breaks into the property and causes problems to your property.
This is the first.
So unfortunately, you are actually supposed to be required to pay this bill. But what I'm going to do is the city's going to share some of the responsibility on this. I'm going to cut this in half. You for those 2 months, you were averaging approximately, it says, that's 48, 2,400 cubic feet per month, which. But now I'm going to move that until 12,000 cubic feet per month. For those 2 months, I'm going to reduce that bill and cut it in half. And then give you 30 days to be able to get on a payment arrangement with the city if you need it. Okay?
I appreciate your honor. If that's the best you can do,
along with that, I'm going to abate 100% of the penalty.
I appreciate your honor. Anything you can do for me, I lost my mother. And,
right, I understand.
I'm on disability. I got 4 kids. I had to deal with a lot of stuff, violence around my neighborhood. I had a gun pulled down on me. I'm still in stress, recovering from that. And there is a person that broke in and tried to live in the property that I got that taken care of. And then before that, there was the water bill. There was the estimated reading that I had to deal with. And then
right.
When I got the meter, because I was asked from you, Your Honor, when I was in front of you here, to get the meter. So when I got the meter, this happened. And,
right, I understand. I understand, but like I said, anytime water goes through the meter itself is your responsibility. And because of the mishap and because of the theft, I'm cutting it in half. All right? All right, so what is actually going to happen? In 2 weeks, you're going to receive a letter from this office which states my ruling. From there, you'll get an updated bill in 1 to 2 billing cycles. Once you get that credit, you have 30 days to make payment arrangements or appeal my decision. All right?
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you,
ma'am. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Angela, we're going with 13.
13. Okay, Maxwell.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
And your name, please?
Alexis Marindola.
Excuse me?
Alexis Marindola.
All right, and you're the owner of 2613 Maxwell, right?
Yes, so I rent it off of my mom, Elizabeth Marindola.
You do what?
I rent it off of my mom, Elizabeth Marindola.
Okay, but the water bill is in your name, correct?
It's in her name, but I was told she didn't have to be there because I pay it.
Okay. Do you have power of attorney from your mother stating that she's allowing you to speak on behalf of the property?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I
need something written and notarized, unfortunately, because the property is not in your name and the water bill is not in your name. So yeah. Without the proper paperwork, I can't speak to you because of theft. Identity theft.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is continue this case.
Okay.
So that you can get the proper paperwork, a letter just stating that your mother's giving you permission to speak on behalf of the property and it has to be notarized, okay?
Yeah, that's no problem.
So what we're going to do is send you a new date out in the mail and you just bring that back with you, okay?
Okay, that's no problem.
All right, thank you very much.
Have a good day. You too, sorry.
No problem. All right, then we're going to go with 12. Ready. Armani, can I get 12, please? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Your name, please?
Richard G. Williams.
Mr. Williams, are you the owner of 915 East Stratford?
Yes.
All right, sir. Do you affirm or swear that your testimony today will be truthful?
Yes, I do.
All right, my name is Milton Oates. I'll be the hearing officer for today. Along with me on the call, we have Angela Brockington. She's with Water Revenue. Ms. Brockington, may I please get the numbers?
Yes, the period in question is 6/23/21 through May 24/23. The principal is $3,654.20. Penalty $299.12 lien, $135.84 total $4,089.16.
Thank you, sir. Why are we here today?
Because I'm contesting the bill itself. I paid I paid over $10,000, I think, in excess. I'm not sure exactly. But what happened, I had found out I had a leaking water meter. I had called the Water Revenue Department. They said you have to call and make an appointment to get it fixed or to get it changed. It came out on September, I think, 22nd of, I think it was 2021.
No, they came out September 22nd, 2022.
And replaced it. And in my discussions with the people in Water Revenue, they were supposed to examine that meter and tell me why it was excessive. I never heard back from them. I continued after the meter was replaced. The water bill went down to about $40 average, at $45-$50 a month, which was reasonable. And I paid an additional amount every month of $100 until I got this resolved. I didn't hear back from them for a while, and then I finally contacted them. They said, well, you got to contact the meter house. And I asked about that. And they said, we'll replace an old meters. I said, that one in particular, they were supposed to examine it and make a determination as to why it was giving faulty readings. However, they said, well, I don't see any notation here. Well, you've been billed what was coming from whatever their readings were. But if I'm being billed for something that's erroneous, it doesn't really make any difference. It's still erroneous. And if you see the numbers.
I see the numbers. But, sir, during any period of time, did you have a licensed plumber come out and actually examine your property?
No. No, I did not have a plumber. Because as far as I know, I had no leaks. None of the pipes were leaking. The leak was at the meter itself, and that was going whatever amount was going out, and there was a drain not too far from there. But none of the pipes were leaking then nor now, and that was what the problem was. So when the serviceman made the switch of meters, he said, we'll look at this and we'll get it back. Well, as far as I know, it got put back to the shop. It got thrown on the pile with all the other meters. I was unaware that they were changing meters throughout the city.
Did you contact the water department?
I contacted the water department.
What I'm saying, when you first start getting these high readings.
No.
Why not?
That's oversight on my part. I was just paying the bill.
All right, let's hear from the city, please.
When the water department changed the meter on September 22nd, 22, they noted that the meter was leaking. And yes, the high usage was actually from June 24, 19 until they changed that meter in Earth. His current average is 2.41 cubic feet. All the usage is actual. And it looks like he was on cap, but it expired May of this year. And his last payment was in July. That's all I have.
Sir, did you reapply for TAP?
Did I reapply for TAP?
The TAP program.
I didn't get it. I applied for it, but I didn't get anything. I think I did get a letter back saying that you weren't eligible, and I said, well,
What was the reasoning behind you weren't eligible? Why did they say you weren't eligible?
I think, you know, my Social Security and my wife was too much, I think.
Okay, so, since you don't know, all right.
I'm not sure, but I know I didn't, you know, there wasn't any...
So, Angela,
discounts involved.
So, Angela, they say it was leaking at the meter?
Yeah, the leaking meter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's
leaking meter.
If the meter is leaking, no, okay, here's the key. Was it a frozen leaking meter or what?
No, it just says leaking meter. That's what it says in Slinky. And they changed it. That was September, so I don't know if it was frozen.
And if you have the current readings, you can see it's on average.
On average of what, sir?
Well, about $50 a month.
I mean, you haven't paid that an amount in years.
What?
So we really don't know what's on average.
I'm telling you, since the meter was changed.
I mean, since the meter was changed. But like I said, since late 19 to now, we don't know when the actual leak started at your meter.
Well, whatever point in time, if you look at that particular billing stream.
All right. So
every time it went up, and I think I did get some correspondence, so they said maybe with the gentleman that could have resolved it. But he said it was too high, it was over $10,000. The total amount of overpayment was over $10,000. So immediately when I noticed that it was leaking, I contacted the app for a replacement, wanted the termination on that particular meter itself, and asked for a cancellation and abatement of any outstanding balance.
So what we were going to do for the period of one second. Sticks 23-20 through 9-22 22, we're going to rebuild this at 400 cubic feet per month, which is your current average.
Okay.
And give you 30 days to make payment arrangements if there's anything needed after that period of time. More than likely, you're going to have a large credit on your bill, sir. Right now, Angela, how much is the actual bill?
His total balance?
Yes.
$3,822.33.
All right. So more than likely, you're going to have a large credit on your bill, and you're going to be working that off for quite some time. And I'm going to abate 75% of the penalty. All right? So what you're going to happen is you're going to receive a decision letter in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
From there, you will get a updated bill within about 45 to 60 days. And that updated bill will show the large credit that you will have on your bill itself. From there, if you agree to it, you can keep the credit, or apply for a refund.
Uh-huh.
If you feel as though the credit is not large enough, you can appeal my decision.
Depending on what the credit is, if I go back and relook at all the numbers, and if we say what you just said, that 400 cubic foot or whatever that number was, should be the average?
Yes.
Okay. If that works out, going back from the time that it started to spike until
it's going from the numbers that I quoted from you, from
623/21
uh-huh. to
524/23.
Oh, 21,
not 20. I'm sorry. I thought you said
20. I'm sorry, I did say 20.
Yeah.
And, for the 3 years.
Yeah. And abatement of penalty for 75%. Is there any reason that shouldn't be 100?
Because because the amount that you were there, the credit will make up all that anyhow.
If it's a number.
Okay, but my question to you is, how much were you paying per month?
What, before?
Yes.
Possibly what I'm paying now. And all of a sudden, rates are going up, and I get this high bill, and I didn't see any.
Angela,
I started paying.
Was he making a payment each and every month?
I was making payments.
I'm asking the city.
Not every month, but he's been paying pretty well. He skipped a couple months here and there, but he's
all right. So make it 100%.
All right.
All right, sir. Have a good day.
All right, then. And I should see something in about 2 weeks in the mail.
You get a decision letter in the mail in 2 weeks. Then you receive a updated bill in about 1 to 2 billing cycles, 45 to 60 days.
Okay. All right, then.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. You do the same. Thank you.
We're going with number 8 next, Ange.
Okay.
Good morning, have a seat. Sir, could you please remove your hat?
Sorry, okay,
no problem. Your names, please?
Yeah, my name is Hong Wing, and my brother, the one over the house, is Fu Fing.
All right.
I translate for him.
He's okay, good. Fine. He is the owner of 5819 Yoakum?
Yeah.
All right. Do the both of you affirm or swear that your testimonies today will be truthful?
Yeah, we will.
Okay. My name is Milton Oates. I'll be the hearing officer for today. Along with me on the call, we have Angela Brockington. She's with Water Revenue. Ms. Brockington, may I please get the numbers?
Yes, the period in question is the September 15-16 balance transfer. through May 23. Principal, $36,910.01. Penalty, $6,494.28. Lien, $1,117.40. And the total, $44,521.69.
Thank you. Gentlemen, why are we here today? Sir, why are we here today?
What happened? My brother, he's disabled. He's been sick, and, you know, he got the house, but ain't nobody leaving in there. We just put a new meter in there for like 5, 6, 7 months. It's a zero, nobody, no user in there. What happened 4 or 5 years ago? Like people break it in and they fill the copper pipe and there ain't no meter in the house. I got the meter guy, when they come in, I talk to him and he take the picture of the house. Nobody living in there. And right now, they get the meter being many months, so zero, ain't nobody living in there, Your Honor. Nobody living in the house. They stole the copper, they cut the water, but the water been shut up a long time ago. There's no meter in there. Now we just got the meter, like, maybe less than a year, but ain't no use at all. Zero.
When was the last time someone was in the property?
You said when?
When was the last time someone resided in the property?
Oh, it's been a long time. Now it's 2023. It's a long time, like about 4 or 5 years. Yeah, I don't think he remembers no more. He almost died. He goes to China and come back. He almost died.
Angela, may I get some background, please?
Let me ask him if he remembers, okay? Yeah.
Okay, so the balance transfer is the unpaid balance of the previous owner, which was actual uses. There were no payments made on that account. The current owner has actual usage on his account. There were short periods of zero usage and periods of spikes. There was an estimated reading on June 1821 at 1400 CCFs and April 21, 22 at 8000 CCFs. The War Department installed a meter and ERT on September 21, 22. They noted the property was unoccupied, vacant. The meter and ERT were missing. There was a straight pipe present. And there has been zero usage following that installation to present.
So, when did your brother buy this property?
I'm working on it. I'm out now.
2016, 2017.
Yeah, he's somewhere about 2016 or 17. You can remember exactly.
Right, Angela, do you have the date of purchase?
Yes, 9/15/16.
So, sir, when your brother purchased the property, was anyone living in the property then?
Let me ask you. Lúc mà ông lúc đó mua vô cái nhà nó có ai ở vậy? No, he say nobody leaving in there. He's thinking about to fix it, and then, you know, he be sick.
Do you have any proof that the property was vacant?
I think the water man, like, he took the picture when he come in.
No. Do you have any proof that the property was vacant when your brother purchased the property?
Ông hỏi là cũng như đó là mình có thể làm gì làm quan chứng mà lúc mà ông mua đó là ở đó không có ai ở đâu. Không có gì là quan chứng gì đâu.
Không có lấy tiền nào hết. Không lấy tiền đó là không có xe, không có gì hết.
và không cần đăng ký được, không có ai đưa tiền đó là đăng ký được, không có ai trả tiền nhà.
No, he said where he buy the when he bought the property, you know, the tenant in there, they don't move it out, but he never received any money from them until they leave.
Right, then someone was living in the property when he bought the property.
Right.
Right, but you said no one. You just testified that no one was living in the property. You said no one was in the property when your brother purchased the property.
No, what happened? He bought the house, but the guy, he don't want to get out. But like after that, a few months, he get out, but he never collect the money from the guy yet.
Then, that's your brother's responsibility, because he is the owner. You have to realize, in the city of Philadelphia, water is a tax. It's not a utility. It goes with the property. Then the person he purchased the property from had an outstanding balance on his water bill, which became your brother's responsibility. So what I'm literally going to do from May 18th, 21, through /9/20/22, I'm going to make those at 0 cubic feet because the property was vacant. But the remaining balance of the bill, he will have to make payment arrangements on. What actually is going to happen, in two weeks you're going to receive a decision letter, which states my ruling, and I will, which will allow him to make payment arrangements. Angela, when was the last time he made a payment on this?
He did make a payment in August 21-23, but it's really, it's just a couple payments throughout the history of
his. I'll probably say how much. Okay. Anything major?
That payment was $224, and that's the only payment I see. That's the only thing I see.
So with that, I'm going to abate 75% of the penalty. So gentlemen, what I'm going to do from 5/18/21 to 9/20/22, that was during the estimated period of time when the water department estimated the usage. I zeroed that out for being vacant. And I'm abating 75% of the penalty because you have not been making any consistent payments to the water department. All right?
Yes, Your Honor. My brother said that he has the neighborhood around there. You know, if they hire somebody living in there, they only spend like $50, $60. It's not like even somebody living there. So.
I understand. Like I said, during the period of time that it was estimated charges, I zeroed that out.
Okay.
So if you have difficulty or you don't agree with my ruling, you can appeal it to the Tax Review Board itself. That information will be sent to you in the mail also, okay?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. Next one's going to be number 11.
All righty.
Amani, can I get 11, please?
I'm done, Ayana.
We're all done. Yes. Good afternoon, sir. I mean, good morning.
Morning.
Your name, please?
Carlos Vito.
And what is your relationship with IB Realty and Services, LLC?
I'm part of the financial.
All right, sir. Do you affirm or swear that your testimony today will be truthful?
Yes, sir.
All right, my name is Milton Oates. I'll be the hearing officer for today. Along with me on the call, we have Angela Brockington. She's with Water Revenue. Angela, may I please get the numbers?
Yes, the period in question is June 13, 2017 through March 15, 2023. Principal, $2,694.71. Zero penalty, zero lien, and the total, $2,694.71.
Thank you, sir. Why are we here today?
We just come here because I'm the one that be calling for the water service because I try to go for my stuff and point. And when I buy properties myself, and I just fix it myself too because I'm a contractor, so I just do it myself. I know you see me come here because I try to do the right way, especially in the water, because the water, and if somebody can argue this thing, but the water belongs to the city. I don't want to get any problem with the city. So all the time that I get rent a property or got a property, when I got people in there, I'm making sure that I just call myself for the water meter to install properly the water meter. I've been learning about this stuff. When you put a meter there, the water meter tried to be, I don't even know, I don't want to say that word, but it's actually smart because I'm the one that called it. When I got people to put people in the properties, I just call my water meter because I didn't pay all my service because I'm doing my house alone. I just put a property in 2017 and I'm doing fixing. There don't want too many things that I have to get credit for it because, like I say, I do it stuff myself. And when I rent it, I just put a bunch of people in there and I call myself to put meter in the properties. I don't want to get involved with the city with no meter or stuff like that, because especially in my stuff, I'm not even paying the water. The people have to pay the water. So I'm giving sure that everybody pays the water they're using. And I just go over there and every time that I put a meter, they hit me with $3,000, $5,000. So I'm kind of upset because I say, like, I try to do the right way here. I know you're supposed to record for a meter, but if you know Philadelphia, when you got properties and those kind of places, I mean, I know they're gonna get better, but you know they stole all the stuff from there. We don't gonna no. Not even right to.
All right, Angela.
Okay, so there was a debit adjustment applied to his account on March 15, 2023, $2,694.71. That was for zero usage due to a missing earth and meter. Warren Department rebuilt that account using an estimate of 4.86 CCMs per month, and they did note that there was a straight pipe present. The account has no permits per Slinky. From January 21 through March 23, the property was occupied, and it has been, this is still per Slinky, tenant occupied since April 2021. His current average is on the low end, 600 cubic feet, on the high, 1,500 cubic feet, and that is from after the installation. That's from about April until October 23. That's all I have.
All right, thank you, sir. When was the property rented?
Say that again, sir.
When did you have someone in the property? Show me a lease of that person who was in the property during a period of time in question.
I don't have to remember. I can bring it if you want. Yeah.
All right. So what I'm going to do is continue this case for 30 days so you can bring the current lease, and it has to be notarized.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Angela, we're going with number 6.
Okay.
Didn't we do 6? We did 6.
Ellsworth. Yeah, we did.
All right. 1 second. Uh-huh. We're going with number 10.
All right.
Hi. Good morning. And your name, please?
Luz Marie Ainoa.
And what is your relationship to 4732 North Sexton Street?
I'm the owner, the corporation, and Sexton Street.
Okay, that is your corporation, correct?
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. Do you affirm or swear that your testimony today will be truthful?
Yes.
All right, my name is Milton Oates. I'll be the hearing officer for today. Along with me on the call, we have Angela Brockington. She's with Water Revenue. Angela, may I please get the numbers?
Yes, the period in question is the November 29-22 balance transfer until May 30th, 23. The principal, $4,001.40. Penalty, $23.73, zero lien. And the total, $4,025.13.
Thank you. Ma'am, why are we here today?
The real owner have a case in court before me and for appeal the adjustment, the amount, the bill. Because this property is in construction. This property is occupied this year, in February of this year, 2023. I have the approval of everything permit and the last inspection for the construction. Everything is finished is in July or August of this year. The property by the real owner buy in 2017, but the property is in construction for many years.
Ma'am, when you purchased the property, did you have title insurance?
No, because the real owner and
no. Did you have title insurance? How much did you pay for the property?
No. I not make it the title insurance because the change the owner in the real owner, not the is the same. Only change to the LLC. You understand me? Is the owner not change in real? Only the change the name in the LLC company.
Okay.
So you purchased the property on 11/28/22.
In the new corporation, but the name, I'm buying the property in 2017 to the name the Lois Rosario. Now change the property, the name for the corporation LLC, but it's the same owner. Only change the name.
It's on the same owner, but once again, there was an outstanding balance at the time of the change of the corporation, so that still carries over.
But it's the same owner. Only change the name. It's the same owner.
I understand it because. There was a change in ownership. And then the name on the water bills had changed. When there was a change in ownership, at that time, there were an outstanding balance owed by whoever owned it before November 28th of 22.
But I'm continuing to the appeal. The appeal is before for the change the owner, but the appeal is the before after I'm buy the property or I'm change the name of the property. The appeal here is before, because the proceed the new meter in the property, the water department add the amount in the bill, but the property is not occupied. The property is in construction.
Angela?
Okay, so firstly, this is a commercial residential property.
Yes.
And so the new deed is it says name change only. So
okay.
The previous owner, that title date is October 1916. So the balance transfer includes a debit adjustment. A debit adjustment that was placed on the account on June 10, 21. For $3,654.37. That was for zero usage due to a missing and meter straight pipe found, and they rebuild it from the title 10/19/16 through 4/30/21. They rebuild it at 8.82 CCFs. That's the water department guidelines. You know,
8.8 what now?
8.82. That's what they rebuild it at.
All right, so.
And so her current
average is about
$550. About $550.
So for that period of time, then I'm going to redo that at the $550 from 10/19/16 to 4/30/21.
At $550, okay.
And give her 30 days to make payment arrangements on the balance of the bill if there's any balance. Also, then abate 100% of the penalty. Ma'am, I did the adjustment on your bill for the estimated charges that you were given for those 5 years. They billed you at 882 cubic feet per month. Your average right now is 550. So I reduced it down to 550 per month. You will see a large credit on your bill in approximately 1 to 2 billing cycles, which is 45 to 60 days. Once you get that credit on your bill, you have to do 1 or 2 things. One, you can appeal my decision if you don't think the decision is correct, or you can make payment arrangements on the remaining balance, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, and the last one will be number 4.
All right.
And Monty, could you put in 4, please?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sir, could you please remove your hat?
Yes, sir.
All right. Your names, please.
Juan German.
Teresa German.
All right. And are you the owners of 1744 Margate?
Yes.
All right. Do you affirm or swear that your testimony today will be truthful?
Yes.
All right. My name is Milton Oates. I will be the hearing officer for today. Along with me on the call, we have Angela Brockington. She's with Water Revenue. Angela, may I please get the numbers?
Yes. The period in question is the January 1823 balance transfer, and that actually covers 12/24/22. Through 1/26/23, and also the period between 1/27/23 to 2/22/23. Principal $1,359.55, zero penalty, zero lien, and the total $1,359.55.
All right, thank you. Why are we here today?
Okay. It's a special situation. We buy properties and fix it and rent it. But when
when we buy this property, 1744 Margaret, it's no leak, no nothing, no, nobody live there, and they show up that balance. I don't know how. And then we talk to the title company, and they say that to this office, because they can't do nothing. We go to the water department, they send it to here too, they can't do nothing. Because that balance coming up for nowhere.
All right, my first question is, when did you purchase the property?
In January 23. That's the balance for January 23. It's impossible. Two houses for two rooms, consumer water, and nobody lives there. It's not leak also. They're coming from nowhere.
Angela?
Okay, so the balance transfer is a bill, the one January 8, 23 bill, and that was for $252. That covered 1224 to 126, that 252. So there's a really big spike on February 22nd, 23. That's the March. The March 1st bill, and that covers January 27 through February 22, and that's 13,000 CCFs.
Okay.
The property, because you'll see his title date is January 18,
23. Mm-hmm.
This property started spiking back in October. The October 24, 22 read was zero. And then that November read was 1,600, then December 7,300, and then that January 23 read 2,600, then the huge spike in February. So that all happened right around the time he purchased the property. And then it just went down, decreased on his own, and his current average from February until now is
about 350.
Yep.
All right, now, at the time of settlement, your title company, did they get a actual reading of the meter?
Yes.
You do?
They go and say they help report to be able to give me the key. What they say?
They got a reading from the water department, or did they get a bill? Which one? Because I believe the title company did not do their due diligence with you on this property.
I really don't know. I know that they settled the on zero. A couple days later, show 252. A couple days later, show 1300.
Okay. What you need to do, we need to continue this. I need you to bring me your closing papers from your title company stating the reading that they took off the meter at the time of the closing and your opening. And that will show what was going on at the property. If the title company took a actual reading, or if they just made up a reading to just close out the bill, close out the sale. You understand what I'm saying? I really don't think the title company did their due diligence correctly. But like I said, I'm going to continue this so that you be able to get that paperwork from your title company. All right?
Yes,
and then we're going to issue you a new date. And you just bring that information back, and I will go over it with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So have a good weekend, and we will send you a new date in the mail when to come back with your title information.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nobody else?
Okay.
All right, close it. All right, Angela, have a good weekend.
All right, you too. You watching Saturday?
What Saturday?
The Buffs. The Colorado.
Oh, of course, yes.